He reached into the gym bag again and brought out a battered old baseball glove. He laid it in the lap of the woman sitting next to him on the bench. She tipped it at once and looked at the name inked on the side. "My God," she said. Her voice was flat, shocked. "I haven't seen this baby since the day I found you over there in those trees with your arm dislocated. I suppose some kid came along, saw it lying on the grass, and just gleeped it, although it wasn't in very good shape even then." "Willie stole it," she said, almost inaudibly. "Willie Sherman. I thought he was nice. You see what a fool I was about people, even back then?" He looked at her in silent surprise, but she didn't see his look. She was gazing down at the old Alvin Dark model glove, plucking at the tangle of rawhide strings somehow still holding the webbing in place. And then she delighted and touched him by doing what he had done. As soon as he opened the box and saw what was there, she lifted the baseball glove to her face and smelled the sweet oil and leather aroma of the pocket. Only he had slipped it on his hand first without even thinking about it. It was a baseball player thing to do, a kid thing, automatic as breathing. Norman Oliver must have been a kid at some point, but he'd apparently never been a ball player because he hadn't found the piece of paper. Poked deep into the last finger of the glove, the finger with the deep scratch in the old cowhide. Bobby was the one who found the paper. The nail of his little finger poked against it and made it crackle. Carol put the glove down again. Gray hair or no gray hair, she looked young again and fully alive. "Tell me." "It was on Sully's hand when they found him sitting dead in his car." Her eyes went huge and round. In that instant, she did not just look like the little girl who had ridden the Ferris wheel with him at Seven Rocks. She was that little girl. "Look on the heel of the glove there by Alvin Dark's signature. Do you see?" The light was fading fast now, but she saw all right. B.G., 1464 DuPont Circle Road, Redmond Hills, Pennsylvania, Zone 11. "Your address," she murmured. "Your address now." "Yes, but look at this." He tapped the words, Zone 11. The post office quit zoning mail in the 60s. "I checked. Ted either didn't know or forgot. Maybe he put it that way on purpose."